This is Red Nepal. I'm T. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Government begins homework to remove Nepal from grey list. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli addresses Madhya Province Assembly, stresses on three-tier government's collaborative efforts to institutionalize Democratic Republic. Education Ministry called agitating school teachers for talks on Wednesday. And Iran and U.S. set for nuclear talks in Oman on Saturday. China urges U.S. to show sincerity in talks. Now the news in detail. Nepal government has begun homework to remove it from the grey list. A meeting of the Anti-Money Laundering Steering Committee held today decided to finalize and implement an action plan to remove Nepal from the grey list. The action plan will be implemented along with the responsible agencies' activities and time frame for completing the activities. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Porel said that while Nepal is working according to the action plan to remove it from the grey list, it is necessary to work in the long term to ensure that Nepal does not fall into the grey list in the coming days. Similarly, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Ajay Kumar Chaurasia said that there is no shortage of laws to remove Nepal from the grey list. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said that the constitution would be amended at an appropriate time by taking into account its enforcement so far and aiming at strengthening the prison system. Addressing the Madhya Province Assembly today, Prime Minister Oli said that a political committee would be formed to forward the constitution amendment process. The head of the government also informed that a political committee would be formed by the present coalition government of the Nepali Congress and the UML, mandating the committee for study and recommendation. The Prime Minister further said that some were advocating for restoration of monarchy and even spreading misleading information to the new generation, which has not tolerated how autocratic the monarchy was. The head of the government also urged three-tier governments to strengthen the present Federal Democratic Republic, founded on the people's struggles and sacrifices. The government has invited the agitating school teachers for talks. The Ministry of Education, Science and Technology has invited representatives of the Nepal Teachers Federation to the ministry for talks on Wednesday. Ministry spokesperson and Joint Secretary Sivakumar Sapkota issued a press statement today, calling on the Federation to hold a dialogue with the representatives of all the agitating school teachers and employees. At the call of Nepal Teachers Federation, school teachers have been staging street protests, demanding that the bill designed to amend and integrate the School Education Law 2080-BS should be passed into a law as soon as possible. The ministry had earlier invited the agitating school teachers for discussions and consultations on the 3rd and 4th of April to build a common understanding. However, the discussions could not take place after the teachers ignored the invitation. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung has clarified that there will be no irregularities in the appointment of the Nepal Rashtra Bank's governor, unveiling Monday's cabinet meeting decisions at the ministry today. Governor spokesperson and Communication Minister Gurung said that the rumors surrounding the appointment of the governor were not true and urged people not to doubt that the governor would appoint a suitable governor, stating that the government is committed to economic development by removing the country's economy from the grey list. Minister Gurung made it clear that the government will not delay in the appointment of the governor. The cabinet also approved the submission of a bill to the federal parliament to make provisions for alternative finance mobilization. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Podil addressed the 58th session of the UN Commission on the Population and Development in New York today. In his address, Minister Podil said that Nepal had made a significant progress in reduction of child and maternal mortality in the last three decades. According to his private secretariat, Health Minister Podil also mentioned that Nepal is committed to improving the health facilities to its citizens. He, however, underlined the need of international cooperation and solidarity for continuous improvement in health indicators. This news comes to you from Daily Nepal. It's time for a short break.
सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप, अहिले नै डाउनलोड गरौ, 1 GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ।
हातमा एन्टी एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन,
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न, कल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन, गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन। सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप, अहिले नै डाउनलोड गरौ, 1 GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ।
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Bimstek Agriculture Ministerial Level Meeting is taking place in Kathmandu on Wednesday. Ministers related to agriculture affairs of the member states are arriving in Kathmandu to participate in the meeting. According to the Ministry of Agriculture of Nepal, the meeting will discuss the matters related to the status and challenges of agriculture and collaboration among the member countries. CPN Mao Center Chairperson Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has stressed the need of unity among the leftist political forces. Congratulating the newly elected Working Committee of the Progressive Writers Association today, the Mao Center Chair mentioned that the Mao Center Central Committee has passed the policy to continue the efforts for unity among the leftist forces. You are listening to Radio Nepal's JFM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Iran has said that it would hold talks with the United States over its nuclear program, confirming an earlier announcement by President Donald Trump. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi wrote on social media late on Monday that indirect talks would take place on Saturday. According to Al Jazeera, Iranian state media later reported that Araghchi would meet the U.S. envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, with Oman acting as a mediator. Earlier, Trump had announced the start of direct talks while maintaining threatening rhetoric suggesting the U.S. could attack Iran. Tehran had earlier dismissed Washington's call for the talks. Trump also warned that Iran would be in great danger if diplomatic efforts to curb its nuclear ambitions failed, adding that Tehran cannot have nuclear weapons. Meanwhile, China on Tuesday urged the United States to show sincerity in nuclear talks with Iran. The United Nations on Monday reported that nearly 400,000 Palestinians have been displaced in Gaza Strip since Israel broke out recent ceasefire agreements. According to Anadolu News Agency, the UN spokesperson Stephen Dujarric stated that Israeli attacks in Gaza continue relentlessly, causing widespread civilian casualties. Dujarric estimated that approximately 18% of Gaza's population has been displaced since the ceasefire collapsed. Meanwhile, according to the Hamas-run health ministry, at least 58 Palestinians were killed and 213 injured in Israeli attacks across the Gaza Strip in the past 24 hours. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of Kusi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali provinces. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government begins homework to remove Nepal from grey list. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli addresses Madhya Province Assembly, stresses on three-tier government's collaborative efforts to institutionalize Democratic Republic. Education Ministry calls agitating school teachers for talks on Wednesday. And Iran and U.S. set for nuclear talks in Oman on Saturday. China urges U.S. to show sincerity in talks. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.